When you invest in an IPO, you get a chance to own shares in a formerly private company's growth. However, IPOs are generally risky and speculative, so it's crucial to know how to analyze an IPO to avoid the trap of an unprofitable investment. Whether you're engaging in pre-IPO investing or considering IPO stocks from the new companies on the stock market, understanding the fundamentals is key. In this guide, you'll learn what factors to consider before committing to an IPO. Whether you're following a new IPO list, or keeping an IPO watch list, this guide will help you effectively analyze IPO and stock market opportunities. How to analyze an IPO in 6 easy steps. Before starting with an IPO investment, it's important to follow a clear approach to understand the company's potential and risks. By following these key steps, you can evaluate whether the company IPO is a good fit for your financial goals. Here are 6 major steps to guide your analysis of any IPO in the stock market. Examine the IPO prospectus. Dissect the company's financial metrics. Evaluate the existing market conditions. Analyze the industry competition. Appraise the company's management team. Check the IPO demand. Let's inspect each step closely to help you decide whether to invest in IPO or hold off. 1. Examine the IPO prospectus. A prospectus is an offering document that provides key details about the company IPO, including pre-IPO shares, IPO terms, and the intended use of the funds. You should carefully examine this document and read it thoroughly to understand the offer terms before deciding to invest. Focus on sections like risk factors and management analysis to gain a clear view of the company's operations, future growth strategy, and potential challenges. This way, you'll be able to spot any red flags in time to reconsider. 2. Dissect the company's financial metrics. Here's where you analyze the numbers. Check the company's financial metrics such as cash flow, profitability, debt, and revenue. Review its balance sheet, paying attention to the debt-to-equity ratio over several years, example 5 years, and observe the trend. A rising debt-to-equity ratio over time signals risk, as the company may struggle financially. Compare these values to industry averages to determine if the company is competitive in the IPO and stock market. Also, evaluate whether the company's financial growth is sustainable by examining its revenue and profit margin trends. Keep in mind that some companies may still be in their early stages, with limited profits. That's why understanding the growth trajectory is essential when analyzing new companies on the stock market and pre-IPO investing. 3. Evaluate the existing market conditions. Assessing current market conditions helps you determine whether the market is bullish or bearish. Before investing in IPO stocks, check whether investors are showing rising interest in the stock or being cautious. Additionally, analyze factors like inflation rates, economic growth prospects, and interest rates, which can affect investment decisions. For instance, when interest rates are low, investing in IPO stocks may seem more appealing, making the IPO more attractive. Similarly, low inflation rates allow companies to save on costs, boosting profit margins. Consider how well you can handle such market pressures before investing in stocks about to go public. 4. Analyze the industry competition. Determine whether the company is an established industry leader or a new player in the market. Compare the company's products or services to those of its competitors. Additionally, assess whether the company's market share has grown or stagnated over time. This will provide insight into its competitiveness and help you decide if it's worth investing in one of the best IPOs. Remember, even strong companies can struggle if the industry faces broader external challenges, such as regulatory changes or disruptive innovations. So, it's crucial to evaluate the industry's overall health and how the company compares within it. 5. Appraise the company's management team. Assess the management team's experience and performance track records. If the top executives and key leaders have successfully guided a company through an IPO before, you can trust their leadership. Additionally, review the management's strategy and the company's corporate governance structures. This will give you clarity on the level of transparency and oversight, which is important when evaluating IPO and stocks. 6. Check the IPO demand. Gauging IPO demand offers insight into how investors perceive the company's value. Strong interest from large institutional investors is a positive sign, as they typically focus on the company's long-term growth. Conversely, low interest could indicate concerns about the company's prospects. Check the IPO subscription rates as well. Oversubscription suggests high demand and may result in a higher IPO price range. It can also create a temporary scarcity, potentially driving up the stock price post-listing and increasing share value. Depending on your investment goals, whether for short-term gains or long-term capital appreciation, timing your entry into the IPO watch list is crucial. Lastly, check if the company's management holds a financial stake in the business. A significant investment from management indicates they are confident in the company's growth and are aligned with shareholders' interests. Key takeaways on analyzing the worth of an IPO. Knowing how to analyze an IPO is a crucial part of due diligence that helps you make informed investment decisions. Take your time to research and avoid making rushed decisions that could be costly in the long run. Stay informed by consulting seasoned investors and keeping up with the latest IPO news, whether you're following the new IPO list or pre-IPO investing opportunities. Remember, learning how to analyze an IPO effectively is key to making smart investments in the IPO and stock market.